know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, thanking you for your faithful listenership to Kevin McCullough Radio. Every single day, you're telling more and more people. You're making it painfully obvious if people want breaking news, what it means, why it matters. You come to Kevin McCullough Radio every afternoon. You're the one making that happen, and I can't help but say thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful. And if you're not following me on Twitter, it's at KMC Radio. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and all those other places. If you want to do that, the easiest, just go to TheBingeThinker.com. Join all of my social media and then stay up to date. And on Twitter, friends, you really should join my Twitter because I get into all kinds of fights every day. It's just, is it a fun read, Alex? You're nodding your head. I think it's a fun read. So do that. Come join us and play in the Twitter sandbox with us. It's so much fun every single day. Now, I like to try to leave something meaty to end with here, right? Every single day. If I was to tell you that there was a major study that had first been accepted by a lot of universities. In fact, it focused on Darwinian theory. So, you know, I'm not an evolutionist. I believe that there is an intelligent creator that that designed the world. But for these major universities, there was a Darwinian study that from a mathematical perspective was studying a subject that was very important. And in this study, there were very sound conclusions that were drawn. A Smith College professor and a journal editor were the two that that put this study together. And there were all these academics that approved the study and actually were going to print it in their journals. And it had been approved at various Ivy League and high-ranking colleges across the globe. But the study was yanked from acceptance in several journals. Some of the co-authors resigned from it. And it even generated threats to the authors' careers and institutions because they said that it would have this negative impact on the way that people thought about this particular subject matter. And even in places that have touted free speech, like the University of Chicago, it was rejected by the mathematical intelligentsier for political reasons. All of these things, an editor at the New York Journal of Mathematics turned it down. So what was this hugely controversial finding that this study of Darwinian theory showed to prove to be true? What was the groundbreaking reasons why this study would be so manipulated and used by politicians, maybe even right-wingers, that all of these liberal academics had to spike it on its merits? What was the subject that they unveiled, that they brought to light? That men and women are different. I'm Kevin McCullough.